For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The National Council of Churches, which represents about 40 million people across the United States, is calling on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to withdraw his nomination. They say Kavanaugh disqualified himself, showing partisan bias during his hearing last week, demonstrating that he lacks the temperament to join the high court. Also, the group says that Kavanaugh told outright falsehoods during the hearing. A new op-ed in the New York Times, signed by 650 law professors from UCLA to Harvard, says the Senate should not confirm Kavanaugh, citing the importance of judicial temperament and Kavanaugh's lack of commitment to judicious inquiry. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
This is a coordinated smear campaign. No evidence, no independent corroboration, just smears.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
It appears American job creation last month was stronger than a hurricane. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Payroll firm ADP releasing its jobs report on Wednesday morning showing the economy adding 230,000 private payroll jobs last month. September's total in this survey, the most in 7 months. It came even as Hurricane Florence had devastated much of the Carolinas during the period. That storm had been expected to keep the jobs count down. Analysts have been expecting 179,000 new jobs in that ADP survey. The government's jobs reports due out Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
University of Missouri professor George Smith was among three scientists who won the Nobel Prize in chemistry. They had a process for speeding up evolution to create new proteins. Smith credited the collaboration with colleagues.
I happen to be in the right place at the right time. Those things together.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
American Catholics are losing confidence in the way Pope Francis is dealing with clergy sex scandals. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The new poll comes from the Pew Research Center. It finds only 31% of Catholics in the United States say the Pope's handling of the scandals is good or excellent, down from 45% when the year began. And in contrast, 62% say Francis is doing a fair or poor job when it comes to responding to abuse and cover-ups. 7 in 10 American Catholics say their overall opinion of Pope Francis remains favorable, but that's down 12 points from what was found in the survey in January. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An investigation is underway following a New York Times article that says President Trump received at least $413 million in today's money from his father over the decades, most of it through tax dodges, despite his claim that he was a self-made billionaire who started with just a $1 million loan from his father. The Times article piqued the interest of the New York State Department's Taxation and Finance, so much so that they've launched an investigation into the Trump family business. The investigative story documented how the president's father, Fred Trump, transferred millions of dollars from his real estate empire to his children without paying the appropriate taxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.